To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. We've never seen a stock market rally like the one that's taken place over the past few months.
What makes this time really unusual is that, you know, we have a recession going on. America still hasn't contained the coronavirus pandemic. We've seen corporate profits absolutely plummet. So against the backdrop of all of that, we're seeing stock markets soar back towards records.
Our markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee will talk about the factors driving the rally after the break.
Avalara has been pioneering sales tax automation with cloud-based solutions since 2004. That's why businesses of all sizes turn to Avalara for real-time rate calculation, automatic return filing, and certificate management. Avalara automatically integrates with more than 700 ERP and e-commerce systems, likely what you use today. Find out how your business can save time and reduce risk at avalara.com/WSJ. That's AVALARA.com/WSJ. Avalara, tax compliance done right.
During the pandemic, the stock market has been on a roller coaster ride. This spring, both the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 fell around 35% over just 6 weeks. That's the fastest fall ever from record levels into a bear market. The S&P's subsequent rally from bear market to record took just 126 trading days, the fastest ever such climb, and the Dow is almost back to its record high. So what's driving this rally? Let's find out from our markets reporter, Gunjan Banerjee. Gunjan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Gunjan, the market's recovery has been remarkable, and of course, it's happening at an incredibly unusual time. Has there ever been anything like it before?
The short answer is no, nothing like this has ever happened before. I think the descent into a bear market and subsequent rally back toward record highs for major U.S. stock indexes has just been completely breathtaking. And I think a lot of people are kind of struggling to reconcile how we've had such a speedy recovery in the stock market. What makes this time really unusual is that, you know, we have a recession going on. America still hasn't contained the coronavirus pandemic. We've seen corporate profits absolutely plummet. So against the backdrop of all of that, we're seeing stock markets soar back towards records.
Okay, you've been looking into the various factors that are driving this rally, so let's take them one at a time. The federal government and the Fed have provided a lot of stimulus over the course of the pandemic.
Exactly. That's definitely one key factor that has differentiated this crisis from prior crises, and that's the speed of the Federal Reserve and U.S. government's response to all of this, which was just speedier and more muscular than ever before. You know, the Fed cut interest rates to near zero. The U.S. government sent more than 150 million stimulus checks to Americans and backed around $500 billion in loans to small businesses. So the Fed and the U.S. government responded a lot more quickly than they did during the last financial crisis. And that's actually one key lesson that investors have learned. And that is, hey, it does not pay to bet against the Fed. Last time, during the last financial crisis, when the Fed stepped in and the U.S. government stepped in to help markets, stocks did recover after that nadir. So investors saw that, and that made them think, hey, this time around, if the Fed is stepping in, I should not bet against that, and it's time for me to buy stocks.
Okay, now what about market participants and their expectations? What role does that play in the stock rally?
One key differentiating factor this time around is that because of the Fed's response and because of the U.S. government's response, market participants are expecting the economy to bounce back pretty quickly. And I was pretty shocked to see this. You know, they're expecting corporate profits to rebound later next year. They're expecting GDP to rebound. And we've already seen some signs of a recovery in the jobs market and consumer spending, though we're still definitely really far from where we were before.
Gunjan, we can't talk about the stock rally without talking about the big tech companies. It seems like big tech is leaving other sectors in the dust.
Totally. It's it's shocking to see just how dominant they've become in our society and also in the US stock market. I think what we learned during the pandemic is that people started spending more time on their phones. They became even more reliant on Amazon. They started streaming more things while they were sitting at home, quarantining and things like that. And people are expecting these trends to continue. They're expecting Americans to keep shopping online, to keep spending time on their phones, to keep communicating via social media. And we're seeing that in the stock market too, where these high-flying tech stocks have outperformed the rest of the market. And the concentration of the biggest companies in the stock market has grown.
Well, the fact that tech is outperforming these other sectors, could that be harmful to the stock market?
That's a really interesting point, because these, the biggest companies in the stock market, we have, Apple, bigger than entire global markets at this point. Apple alone is bigger than the entire Russell 2000 index of small companies and a UK stock index as well. Its heft is just unbelievable. So you have these companies that are helping drive the stock market higher, but then there's also concerns that we're getting too reliant on these companies and that heft can also leave the stock market, vulnerable to abrupt reversals. And we kind of saw that recently. The past 2 weeks, tech stocks did stumble. They did weigh on the broader market. So there are definitely those fears.
One factor we've talked about a lot on the show is the flood of individual investors into the market. How are they affecting stock prices?
So it's tough to say, hey, individual investors are definitely having this impact on stock prices. But one thing that's absolutely, indisputable is that individual investors are trading more and they are making up a bigger chunk of the stock market and trading activity than they did a decade ago. And that's thanks to, online brokerages making it easier than ever to trade, cheaper than ever before to trade. And again, people were at home for long periods of time. So I spoke to, younger investors who were kind of dabbling with the stock market for the first time ever because they weren't at college campuses. They were, home with their parents during coronavirus. So I think that led a lot of people to try their hand at trading for the first time.
Are these investors attracted to particular stocks?
So it's interesting. We've seen these types of investors turn to the stock market and to the options market. And what we've seen from both individual and institutional investors is that they're going to these companies that they think are going to reshape their respective industries or, will provide high growth prospects in the long term. They flock to companies like DraftKings, Virgin Galactic, of course, Tesla. You can't have a conversation about today's stock market without talking about Tesla, which is up, I think, at this point, more than 400% this year and really become synonymous with retail investing, with the 2020's hot momentum trade, and in some ways, just stock investing overall this year.
All right, last thing. One impact of the pandemic has been to sort businesses into winners and losers, with big companies getting even bigger. Are we seeing that same snowball effect in stocks?
We definitely are. One of this year's hottest trades has been buying things that are just going up in price the fastest. That's what we've seen with Tesla. It's what we've seen with a bunch of other stocks, whether it's Virgin Galactic or DraftKings or other shares that have skyrocketed this year, including some of those big tech heavyweights that we mentioned. That's been a really, really popular trade. We've seen investors pile into exchange-traded funds tracking the momentum trade. There's data that shows that individual investors that trade on the Robinhood brokerage have favored stocks that have just risen the most over the past 3 months. And again, one really good example of that is, of course, Tesla, which has become such a hot momentum play.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.